Now turn to part 4. Listen to these two friends discussing the British National Lottery. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B, or C. There will now be a pause of 1 minute for you to look through part 4. Hey, Tina, what's up with you? You look like you've been to a funeral.
Oh, nothing really. I guess I've just had a bad week, and then only one of my numbers came up last night.
You still doing that stupid old lottery? It's enough to make anyone depressed. I haven't got a good word to say about it myself. All the fuss they make on that silly programme on Saturday night.
But everyone's doing it. The paper says it's the biggest lottery in the world. Over 20 million people entered last week, which is a lot if you consider that it's only open to people over 18.
Well, that's a good thing. Otherwise, all the kids would be spending all their pocket money on it. How much are you spending on it these days?
Well, this week I spent £10.
£10? No wonder you're fed up, Tina.
I got 5 entries, and the other £5 went on scratch cards.
And you've been doing this every week since it started?
No, this week was special. I just thought I was going to be lucky. But I've had at least 1 entry a week. It seems silly not to.
But you've lost all that money. And it's all gone to Camelot.
They don't keep the money. They give it all to charity and the arts.
They don't give it all away. They keep a lot of the money and then they get rich while you get poor.
But I might win. Then we'd be millionaires.
When are you going to realise you're not going to win? Not with 20 million other people playing. Look, how many people do you know who have won anything?
Well, yes. The man at the paper shop said that there's another customer who has won £100, and I believe him.
Well, that's useless. You've probably spent more than £100 already.
I suppose you've never even played once?
No. Oh, well, just the once. The lads and I at work did have a go when it started.
You mean you were a syndicate?
Oh, yes, that's the new word for it now. Anyway, after that first week, I just decided I wasn't going to waste any more of my precious money on it. Besides, I don't think it's right. Somebody getting all that money, 20 million or more, for doing nothing. My dad always says, God help those who help themselves.
But that's not going to help me win next week's jackpot.
Don't do it, Tina.
But I want the money.
And so do we all. But if I needed extra cash, I'd go and do the overtime. Earn the money in an honest way. You could get a better job instead of going down to the lottery shop.
Well, I was thinking of giving it a miss that week. Anyway, maybe that's what I'll do. An extra £10 would come in handy.
Yeah, treat yourself to something nice. You need a bit of cheering up.
I know. We could go on a day trip to Boulogne. Stock up on duty-frees on the way back. I fancy something a bit cultural, especially with Christmas just around the corner.
You will hear the piece again.
Hey, Tina, what's up with you? You look like you've been to a funeral.
Oh, nothing really. I guess I've just had a bad week, and then only one of my numbers came up last night.
You still doing that stupid old lottery? It's enough to make anyone depressed. I haven't got a good word to say about it myself. All the fuss they make on that silly programme on Saturday night.
But everyone's doing it. The paper says it's the biggest lottery in the world. Over 20 million people entered last week, which is a lot if you consider that it's only open to people over 18.
Well, that's a good thing. Otherwise, all the kids would be spending all their pocket money on it. How much are you spending on it these days?
Well, this week I spent £10.
£10? No wonder you're fed up, Tina.
I got 5 entries, and the other £5 went on scratch cards.
And you've been doing this every week since it started?
No, this week was special. I just thought I was going to be lucky. But I've had at least 1 entry a week. It seems silly not to.
But you've lost all that money. And it's all gone to Camelot.
They don't keep the money. They give it all to charity and the arts.
They don't give it all away. They keep a lot of the money, and then they get rich while you get poor.
But I might win. Then we'd be millionaires.
When are you going to realise you're not going to win? Not with 20 million other people playing. Look, how many people do you know who have won anything?
Well, yes. The man at the paper shop said that there's another customer who has won £100, and I believe him.
Well, that's useless. You've probably spent more than £100 already.
I suppose you've never even played once?
No. Oh, well, just the once. The lads and I at work did have a go when it started.
You mean you were a syndicate?
Oh, yes, that's the new word for it now. Anyway, after that first week, I just decided I wasn't going to waste any more of my precious money on it. Besides, I don't think it's right. Somebody getting all that money, 20 million or more, for doing nothing. My dad always says, God help those who help themselves.
But that's not going to help me win next week's jackpot.
Don't do it, Tina.
But I want the money.
And so do we all. But if I needed extra cash, I'd go and do the overtime. Earn the money in an honest way. You could get a better job instead of going down to the lottery shop.
Well, I was thinking of giving it a miss that week. Anyway, maybe that's what I'll do. An extra £10 would come in handy.
Yeah, treat yourself to something nice. You need a bit of cheering up.
I know. We could go on a day trip to Boulogne. Stock up on duty-frees on the way back. I fancy something a bit cultural, especially with Christmas just around the corner.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you are sure to finish in time. Pause for 4 minutes. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.